Today we learned how to use semaphores, which are flags to be used in natural disasters when you are in danger.
How do they work?
So you have specific letters that you will hold up your flags and they can make a letter that you would like to for the receivers.
Okay, so do you have a different flag for each letter?
No.
How does it work in that case? Suha, could you give us a bit more information?
You would have to go in different actions. So for example, maybe a letter K would have to be, one of the flags have to be pointing up and one of them has to be pointing diagonally down. And that would show to the receivers that you mean K, which would stand for okay.
Sure, and had any of you done this before?
I've never done
this. No, I've never tried
it. Had you ever seen them before?
No.
I thought it was brand new learning. Charles, how did you find the experience?
I found it, it was very team bonding. It was a great experience.
And you had to collaborate a lot.
Each letter has a specific movement with your hands, so it's not as easy as it looks.
Okay, so,
that's all.
So if you were to rate it 0 to 10, 0 being it was incredibly easy, 10 being it was incredibly challenging, whereabouts do you think you would all rate it?
I would rate it about a 6.
Okay, quite difficult.
About a 7.
7.
Okay, and how about if there was only one person on each side? So we had a few people on our teams to help us. How about if it was one person sending and one person receiving? What do you think your ranking would be then?
It would be kind of tricky because you'd need someone to help you with your sides and how, like, left and right.
Because I noticed, Harley, with your group, you were really helping the person sending the message to check, weren't you? Because it's difficult because you have to reverse the symbol, don't you, from what's
on
the paper.
Like also, if the person that's sending the message did it the wrong way, it might mean another letter, so you technically wouldn't know what the word actually meant. It might not make sense.
And if you get a little bit muddled, it's very hard to communicate with the other side to understand what they're picking up. Isn't that awesome? So you enjoyed it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Fantastic. Great stuff.